Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Turner Barber. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Cheaves. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Virgil Cheaves. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Burns. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Bancroft. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ross Youngs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, High Pockets Kelly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Goldie Rapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the New York Giants, Art Neff. And now, play ball. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber takes first base on ball four. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up towards short. Bancroft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. There goes Terry trying to get to home. Walker throws the ball into Smith, who tags Terry, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from O'Farrell to Terry covering second. The throw back to home, and Burns is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Cheaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barber strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neff juggles the ball. That's an error on Neff. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hollocker moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes is thrown out after the base hit. Hollocker scores. Terry moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meisel hits a line drive towards first. Kelly reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neff moves to second. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 0-for-1 in the game. Bancroft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neff scores. Burns moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Bancroft moves to second. Lefty York now pitching. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngs strikes out. Two outs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns scores. Bancroft moves to third. Frisch moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. High pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee King now playing center field. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 1 in the game. Deal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. One out. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp strikes out. Two outs. Frank Snyder pinch hits for Earl Smith. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Snyder now catching. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch misplays the ball. That's an error on Frisch. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Snyder and he is out, Bancroft applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Neff strikes out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Terry takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry moves to second. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meisel bunts towards the mound. Neff fields it and throws to third for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Meisel moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0 for 2 in the game. Deal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Snyder and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Snyder. Meisel scores. Sullivan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngs strikes out. 2 outs. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barber hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Goldie Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Art Neff. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. 2 outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Douglas now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes is called out on strikes. 1 out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meisel hits a line drive into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bancroft takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Bancroft moves to second. Ross Youngs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngs is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngs strikes out. 1 out. High Pockets Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barber. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Bancroft scores. Frisch moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Lee King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Brown pinch hits for Goldie Rapp. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Patterson now playing third base. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-3 in the game. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Douglas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bancroft fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Barber takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to third. Barber moves to second. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Terry hits a line drive into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Gonzalez pinch hits for Phil Douglas. Mike Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Bancroft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bancroft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bancroft hits a fly ball into right field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.